الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، we continue our readings in مسائل الجاهلية by الشيخ الإمام المجدد محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى. مسائل الجاهلية, affairs of the days of ignorance. And as the author he mentioned in the beginning of this treatise, rahimahullah, هذه أمور خالف فيها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أهل الجاهلية الكتابيين والأميين. That these are affairs here, issues that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم he opposed the people of الجاهلية with regards to the people of the day of ignorance, from the people of the book and likewise from the unlettered Arab. The people of Jahiliyyah, they were from two aspects in this manner. Some of them were from the pagan Arab, and others they were from the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians, and the likes like this, and those that were similar to them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came with al-haq al-mubin, tawheed al-khalis, wa tiba' manhaj al-mursaleen. He came with the clear truth, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the pure monotheism, and the true following of all of the prophets and messengers, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. So we continue reading from where we left off. And the author, he says, as-sabi'ah. The author, he says, as-sabi'ah. Ay al-mas'ala as-sabi'ah. The seventh issue. Al-istidlal bi-qawmin u'atu quwan fil-afhami wal-a'mal wa fil-mulki wal-mal wal-jah wa fil-mulki wal-mali wal-jah faradda Allahu dhalika bi-qawlihi وَلَقَدْ مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي مَا إِن مَكَّنَّاكُمْ فِيهِ الآية وَقَوْلِهِ وَكَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ وَقَوْلِهِ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ الآية. The author, he mentioned the seventh issue from the affairs of al-Jahiliyyah that are mentioned in this treatise, and that is that they used to use as evidence, any for the correctness of the goodness of something, a people who were given ability, power and ability and understanding, and likewise in their actions. Likewise in their actions, and from the dominion or the authority that they had, or the wealth or the status or rank that they had. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he rejected this, refused this, and rejected this methodology, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his statement, وَلَقَدَ مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي مَا إِن مَكَّنَّاكُمْ فِيهِ الْآيَةِ. That indeed we have given them authority in that which we did not give you authority. Indeed we have given them authority and established them in the land, any of those previous nations, in the manner that we did not give to you. Meaning, O Quraysh, and the people in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until the end of the verse. And he mentioned, سبحانه وتعالى وكانوا من قبل يستفتحون على الذين كفروا فلما جاءهم ما عرفوا كفروا به. And they before, they used to supplicate and make dua and call on Allah Azza wa Jal for the coming of a new prophet, to make supplication for the new prophet against those who disbelieve. And whenever that which they recognized and realized came, they disbelieved. وَقَوْلِهِ, in the statement of Allah the Most High, وَيَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ, and they know him just as they know their own children, just as they know their own children, until the end of the verse. So here the author, he is discussing a methodology from the false methodology and ways of the people of al-Jahiliyyah, from the people of al-Jahiliyyah, and that is that they will use as an evidence individuals who have been given ability and strong minds and intellect, any meaning with regards to worldly affairs, and also who have been given power and authority in the land, who have been given great wealth or leadership, and are established in the society. They'll use the likes of these people as an evidence for the correctness of something or its authenticity. And if they were upon it, if the wealthy and the fluent were upon it, it must be good. And if they were not upon it, then it must be something that is lowly and not accepted. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he refuted this affair. And he clarified the falsehood of that in these noble verses that the author, he's mentioning, rahimahullahu ta'ala, in these verses and in others. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in this first verse here, وَلَقَدْ مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي مَا إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِيهِ, that indeed we had established them, meaning in the land, with power and authority and wealth and status in the society in a manner we did not establish you. Any meaning addressing directly the people in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ سَمْعًا وَأَبَصَارًا وَأَفِيدَةً. And we had provided for them faculties of hearing and of seeing and hearts and minds to reflect and to ponder. فَمَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَلَا أَبَصَارُهُمْ وَلَا أَفِيدَتُهُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ وَلَا أَفِيدَتُهُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. But their ability to hear and their ability to see and their minds and their ability to think and to reflect. مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. It did not benefit them whatsoever. إِذْ كَانُوا يَجْحَدُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. Because they belied the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. They belied and denied the clear signs and proofs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore they were fully encompassed of that which they used to mock. Any meaning as a punishment and disgrace, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So the point is to clarify this doubt and this misconception, and that this is a way of falsehood, to think that because people have authority in the land, or because they're very bright and very intelligent, and they have sharp minds and intellects, any with regards to the worldly affairs, that what they're upon must be the truth. Or that they have high status or rank in the society, or they are affluent, they're living in a life of luxury. This is not an evidence or proof clarifying that what they're upon from creed and methodology, what they're upon from deen and the likes, from deen and manners and conduct and etiquette and the likes, this is not a proof of the authenticity of that. This is not a proof that is good. And this is what the people of al-Jahiliyyah were upon. If they seen people of authority, if they seen people of power, if they seen people of status and rank, people of wealth and position in the society, they consider this to be a sign that what they believe and what they follow and their methodology and their way, their manners and their conduct and their dealings to be the correct and the good way. This was an evidence for that. This was a sign and evidence for that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He rejected this and refuted this issue subhanahu wa ta'ala in these verses here. Specifically this one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning to the people in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that those before you had established them in the land in the manner you are not established. We had given them authority and power and strength in a manner that you are not given power and authority and strength. And we had given them the ability to hear and to see and to think, but their faculties of hearing and seeing and thinking and reflecting and pondering did not benefit them whatsoever. And they had great minds, and they were able to establish great societies. And even if we look, for example, in the time of Fir'aun, how the great architecture that they had and the likes like this, and the great empire that they had, and these monuments that they built standing until today, any meaning that they were given power. They were given authority in the land. They were given the ability to think and to reflect, and great minds and the likes and knowledge of the worldly life, but they were not guided. So the issue is not about having authority in the land or having power or being smart and being bright. The issue is about the favor of Allah, whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides a person's heart or not. The likes of these people mentioned in this verse, فَمَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَلَا أَبْصَارُهُمْ وَلَا أَفِيدَتُهُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Their ability to hear and to see and to think, to reflect and to ponder, and their intellects did not benefit them whatsoever. Allah clarified, إِذْ كَانُوا يَجْحَدُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ, because they used to belie the signs of Allah. The signs of Allah in front of their faces, in their own creation, of their own life and their own essence, and the food that they eat, and their children and their family, and the environment around them, the signs of Allah Azza wa Jalla that are clear. And likewise, the signs of Allah Azza wa Jalla that the prophets and messengers they came with, clarifying the truth from the revelation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So it did not benefit them whatsoever whenever they disbelieve in these signs. So a person, his intellect and his mind or his ability to think and to reflect will not benefit him if it's not purified with faith. And likewise, a person's wealth and his status and authority in the land as well, or his lineage and his birth and the likes like this will not benefit him with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if he does not purify that with faith. If a person has faith, sincere and true faith, and he strives to implement that faith and he upholds the rights of that faith, along with that, he has power or authority. Along with that, He has great intelligence and a clever mind. Along with that, he has wealth and rank and status in the society. This is Nurun ala Nur, Khairun ala Khair, Alhamdulillah. Light upon light and goodness to goodness. And goodness to goodness, because now he will have knowledge and light to use these favors and blessings in a manner that will benefit him. In a manner that will benefit him. But as for these individuals here who are not purified by faith, then the blessings that they have are really a means of retribution for them and an evil outcome. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ So this here is specifically referring to the pagans and the polytheists. But there are a number of verses similar like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in his book. From that is what Allah, he says, subhanahu, أَوَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَكَانُوا أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً. Similar, just like this verse here. Did they not go through the land? Did not go through the land and look? And look and reflect. Look and reflect about the circumstance and the final outcome of those before them. And they had more power and strength than they have. وَكَانُوا أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً. Any people in those days, for example, they're thinking that they have authority. Quraysh, for example, in the times of Jahiliyyah, they had great status and rank in society, and likewise they had power in the land. And likewise they had power in the land. Allah Azza wa Jalla is threatening them. Did you not look through the land and see what happened to those previous generations? وَكَانُوا أَشَدَّ مِنْكُمْ قُوَّةً وَكَانَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً. And they were more. They had greater power than you, greater authority than you. And these people, they have been deceived in this manner. يَعْرِفُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They only know they have knowledge of this worldly life only, and they're heedless of the hereafter. And if they have great knowledge of the worldly affairs, engineering and technology, and farming and agriculture and business and trade and commerce, they have great knowledge of these affairs. But with regards to the hereafter, they are heedless. With regards to the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jalla, they're lost. They are lost with regards to that which was revealed to the prophets and messengers, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. They are in great deficiency and great loss. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blamed them for this. And this is not a means for them to have a high status and rank or a proof that they are upon anything. That they are upon anything. The fact that they have been given power, or the fact that they have been given authority, or the fact that they have honor in the society, or a high and lofty lineage, or that they are clever and bright in the lights like this in the worldly affairs, this is not a sign of goodness. Rather, the sign of goodness is sincere faith. Sincere faith in the application of that. Just as our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has clarified, man yuridillahu bihi khayran yufaqihu fid din. That whomsoever Allah wants good for, he will grant him understanding in the religion. Many verses like this. Allah, he mentioned in his book, وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ هُمْ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ بَطَشًا. They were even more severe and strong in power and authority. And how many nations were destroyed before? And they were stronger and greater in might. Greater in might. So this power and this authority will not be able to aid a person against the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his decree. All of mankind, they will return back to Allah. This is complete misguidance and loss and misunderstanding. And in reality, a weakness in mind and intellect. A weakness in mind and intellect. And the examples are in the Quran in many verses clarifying this false understanding from those previous nations, from the people of Al-Jahiliyyah. Allah, he mentioned in his book, فَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَقَالُوا مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةً. And as for Ad, the people of Ad, they were arrogant and boastful in the land because of their authority, because of their power, because of their abilities that they were given, and the strength that they had, and the likes like this in the society and through the land. And they said, who is stronger than us? Who is more powerful than us? And we're the superpower. No one can come to us. No one can overpower us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he refuted them. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُمْ هُوَ شَدُّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً. Did they not know that Allah, the one who created them, he is stronger than them? He is greater than them in strength? He is greater than them in strength? And they completely misunderstood the whole reality of life. وَقَالُوا مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةً. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُمْ هُوَ شَدُّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً. أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً. Did they not see? Did they not realize that Allah, the one who created them, is stronger than them? And he's the one who provided them with all of the favors and blessings that they have. The one who provided them with the strength that they have. The one who had blessed them with these favors. Did they not think that he has authority over them? Did they not think that he has greater strength and power over them? The one who brought them into existence from semen and from sperm in this manner that is well known. Did they not realize that Allah Azza wa Jalla, the one who created them, he has more authority and power over them? He has more authority and power over them.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned verses after verse with regards to this affair, clarifying that strength and the land and authority and power and having dominion and the likes like this, this is not an evidence or proof for the correctness of someone's methodology or his way, nor is it an evidence or proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had favored them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had favored them. This is with regards to the pagans and the polytheists. This is with regards to the pagans and the polytheists. Likewise, with regards to al-kitabiyin, the people of the book, they likewise had great power and authority in the land, and many times their authority was with knowledge and the religion. Yet still, whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to them, they recognized him with that knowledge that they were blessed with, and they still disbelieved and did not follow the correct path. So therefore, this knowledge that they were given did not benefit them, likewise whenever they were not purified. This is the point of the author mentioning these verses here now. And he mentions, وَقَوْلِهِ وَكَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ فَلَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions the issue about the Jews, about the Yahud, that before the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they had knowledge. They had knowledge in the previous revelation that was with them. They had knowledge in the previous revelation that was with them that there was a prophet that was coming, and he was coming soon. And they used to threaten the pagans of their days whenever they would have wars with them. And whenever they would face them in battle, they would tell them that soon there's going to be a prophet coming. Soon there's going to be a prophet coming with revelation. And we're going to destroy you. And we're going to destroy you. So they used to make dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla, the Jews calling on Allah to send this prophet that will be a means to aid them against their enemies from the pagans. This is what the verse is referring to. وَكَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يعني على يهود. They used to make dua, and likewise they used to threaten them. They used to make dua to Allah to send this prophet to help them and to aid them. And they used to threaten the pagans and polytheists that whenever he comes, we're going to wipe you out. We're going to wipe you out. لَنَقْتُلَنَّكُمْ قَتْلَ عَادٍ. They would swear to them that we're going to wipe you out in the manner that Ad was wiped out. Yani meaning destroy you entirely, annihilate you. And this is what the Jews in Medina specifically, they used to say to Al-Aws wal Khazraj. And it was from this issue here that Al-Aws and Al-Khazraj, they realized the truthfulness of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whenever he came. Whenever he came, they realized that this is the individual that the Jews were threatening them with. And they hastened to believe in him. And the Jews, they were arrogant and boastful, and they refused to believe in him. And because of this, we see the outcome of both parties. Those from the Aws and the Khazraj, they become known as Al-Ansar, from the best of mankind, and the most pious and righteous of the people. And those disbelievers from the Jews who rejected faith and believing in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who had the knowledge initially, they had the revelation. They had the knowledge of this affair. They knew the traits of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that he was coming soon in those days, and they're waiting for him. Rather, they're threatening their enemies that whenever he comes, that he's going to be with them, fighting them. And then whenever they seen him, and that he was not directly from their lineage, they disbelieved in him upon knowledge and rejected his messengership sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So here the evidence of the author, rahimahullah, is to clarify that this great knowledge that they had, this great knowledge that the Jews they had of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not benefit them whatsoever. Even it was until the extent, like the author, he mentions the statement of Allah the Most High, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. The Jews, they know him the way they know their own sons. And the way they know that this child is his own son, is from their own lineage, they know that that is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They know that he's truthful. They know that he's truthful, and they know that he is the messenger of Allah, and they know that the Quran is the haqq, but they rejected that out of arrogance and pride, and out of transgression and jealousy. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So therefore, the knowledge that they had did not benefit them. So therefore, the knowledge that they had did not benefit them. So this is a great issue with regards to understanding the truth and understanding the falsehood. From the ways of the people of Al-Jahiliyyah, they used to consider those of authority, those of rank and status, those of high position in society, those of lofty lineage, those with a strong tribe, those with backing, those with money, those with wealth, those people of affluence and luxury, to be upon khayr and upon goodness. And they were the scale. for the truth and the falsehood. They were the scale for that which is truth and that which is good in a way that is proper. And this is how they would judge, and this is how they would think. This is how they would judge, and this is how they would think. We will find out likewise, as the author he will mention as well, contrary to that, if there are people who are lowly in society, or they were not strong or did not have authority, they would consider them to be upon falsehood, and this was a proof of that. But this is not the case. This is not the case. Because many times a person, maybe he has wealth, maybe he has status in the ring, but he is from the worst of mankind. But he is from the worst of mankind. And in the hereafter, he will have the most humiliating punishment. And maybe somebody, he will be lowly in the society. Maybe he will be poor, or maybe he will be weak, or maybe he will not be from the highly educated, but he is sincere in his faith, and Allah guides his heart, and he is a pious and upright, noble believer. A pious and upright and noble believer. And in the hereafter, he will have high and lofty ranks with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, their wealth, their authority, their power, their knowledge, their technology, their understanding is not a sign they're upon goodness. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he mentioned a great point, which could be a principle with regards to this clarifying the issue with these people. He said, rahimahullah, utu zaka'an wa ma utu zaka'an. Utu zaka'an wa ma utu zaka'an. They were given cleverness. And if these people of those previous generations here specifically, and likewise, even from some of the people of innovation or from those deviant people and the likes, they're given great intelligence. And their minds are very, very sharp, very clever, very bright, very, very crisp minds, any thinking about the worldly life, but they were not given purification. Wa ma utu zaka'an, but they were not purified. So therefore they are not able to see the truth. So their knowledge or their understanding or their great intellects did not benefit them whatsoever. And they are given understandings, but they were not given true knowledge. They're given a type of understanding, but they were not given true knowledge. And maybe they have understanding of the worldly life. Maybe they have understanding of this dunya and that which is related to this dunya, but they have no understanding of a tawheed. So therefore, in reality, their understanding is corrupted, and their understanding is false. And all they realize and all they see is this worldly life. So these people are lost. These are the true losers. Waliyadhu billah. And for this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he clarified in his sunnah and in his way, from the most important thing a believer he'll be concerned about is his faith and his deen. And when we look into the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the supplication that he made most sallallahu alayhi wasallam was about this issue specifically. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbil qalbi ala deenik. O turner of the hearts, make my heart firm upon your religion. And that the heart will be firm upon the deen, that the heart will be purified and know the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is the reality. Guidance is in the hands of Allah azza wa jal. Allah, he guides whom he wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fact that someone has authority or rank or great understanding, if he did not understand tawheed, then that authority, rank, and understanding will not benefit him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in his book about the disbelievers, وَلِيَذُ بِلَا فَذَرْنِي وَمَنْ يُكَذِّبُ بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ فَذَرْنِي وَمَنْ يُكَذِّبُ بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Leave me to those who belie this Quran. Leave me alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, leave me alone to those who belie this Quran. I will give them respite, meaning I will give them time, meaning I will not take them to account now. I will let them have their joy in this life, in this manner, so they think. سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. That indeed, we will draw them little by little, gradually, to their destruction and to punishment from where they do not perceive. Meaning that they think they have power, they think they have authority, they think they have pleasure, they think they have luxury, they think they have might, they think they have position. All of this in reality, for those who disbelieve, is not honor and respect. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has not forgotten about them, waliyadhu billah. Rather, He's leading them gradually to a painful punishment. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentioned about this affair. وَلَيَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Those disbelievers should never think They should never think that the fact that we postpone their punishment, delay their retribution, that is good for them. إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِثْمًا. We're only postponing them and granting them respite, and in not taking them to account now for their sins, لِيَزْدَادُوا إِثْمًا, so that they can increase in sin. So that they can increase in sin. وَلِيَذُوا بِاللَّهِ وَلِيَذُوا بِاللَّهِ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. And they will have a humiliating punishment. So sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will give a person the dunya, and He will open that up for him, or grant him authority, or grant him power. You have great mind and ability to reflect and think, and he will achieve great feats and the likes like this in the worldly life. But he will not realize that it's a favor and blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. So therefore he will be ungrateful, and then Allah Azza wa Jal will leave him in his misguidance until he increases in sin in a manner that is foul and lowly, and his soul will be taken in that state. And his soul will be taken in that state. سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah says, وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ. This is a great threat. Then I give them respite. إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ. Indeed, my plan is strong. Indeed, my plan is strong. And in meaning that no one can escape the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal, and we are all returning to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ. This is something to reflect and to ponder over. Indeed, my plan is strong. The plan of Allah Azza wa Jal and the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal is strong. It's strong. We should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in any case, this is the point of the author to clarify. And the likes of these affairs, they exist today still in the ummah. The likes of these affairs, they exist today still in the ummah. And they're individuals who look down on the true believers, or they look down on the people of the sunnah for holding fast to the sunnah and the likes like this. And that which causes them to do that is their position or authority, or their leadership, or their status, or their rank. Or someone, maybe he's a doctor and he has authority and wealth and prosperity in society, and he'll look down on the people of the sunnah for raising their pants above their ankles, or some of them even belittle them for using the miswak and the likes like this. And these things are well known. This is established sunnah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam incurs all of these affairs, even mentioned threat about dragging the pants, so on and so forth, or the issue of having the beard, or holding fast to the sunnah in every aspect. Maybe some of these people who have been overwhelmed by the worldly life, they have a high status and rank in society. He's a doctor or an engineer, and he has a big paycheck and a nice car and the likes like this, and been overwhelmed, and now he'll look down on the people of the sunnah because they don't have status or rank like them in this manner like this. No doubt not everyone who has position and authority is tried with this affair. Rather, some of them are righteous and pious, and it's a favor from Allah for them. But many people, they're affected like this, even some from the believers today. And this is from the ways of Jahiliyyah. So we will not look at the majority of the people like has proceeded in the previous class. We will not look at the fact that they have power. Some people, they are amazed with the West because they have superpower, or because they have all this great technology and the likes like this. But in the end of the day, they do not know their Lord. So a believer, he should not be deceived by this worldly life. Ya Yuhannas, inna wa'adallahi haq. Indeed, O mankind, indeed the promise of Allah is true. Fala taghurannakum alhayatu dunya, wa la yaghurannakum billahi al-gharur. And so therefore, do not be deceived by this worldly life, and do not be deceived by the disbelievers going out through the worldly life likewise. Likewise, this is not an evidence or proof that they're upon goodness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in recent history, He clarified this affair with a virus that they called corona, and it shut down all of their superpowers, and no one could do anything. وَلِيَذِبِاللَّهِ. Even some of them claim it didn't exist, but they stayed in their house too and covered their face when they came outside also. Allahu musta'an. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who has authority and command. Allah Azza wa Jal, He is the one who has authority and command. أَلَا وَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُمْ هُوَ شَدُّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً. Did they not realize that Allah, the one who created them, He has more power than them? He is more powerful and strong than them? So again, this is not a proof. الثامنة. الاستدلال على بطلان الشيء بأنه لم يتبعه إلى الضعفاء. And he says number 8 is using evidence for the falseness of something, or the incorrectness of something. Using as an evidence for the incorrectness of something that it is only those who are weak who follow it. It is only the weak ones who follow it. كقوله, like the statement of Allah the Most High, أنؤمن لك واتبعك الأرذلون. Should we believe in you? Should we believe in you and it's the weak who are following you? وَقَوْلِهِ أَهَؤُلَاءِ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ بَيْنِنَا. And likewise, the statement of Allah the Most High, it is these. Is it these people here that Allah has bestowed His favor and grace upon besides us? فَرَدَّهُ اللَّهُ بِقَوْلِهِ. So Allah, He refuted this, rejected this ideology, this misconception, with this statement, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِعَلَمَ بِالشَّاكِرِينَ. Is it not Allah who has most knowledge of those who are grateful? Is it not Allah who has the most knowledge of those who are grateful? So this is contrary to the previous one. The previous one they'll use as an evidence for somebody's way to be correct and good is that they were strong and they had authority, or they were very bright and had great intellects and minds. And here is the opposite. Here is the opposite. Likewise, on the other hand, they used as an evidence to identify the falsehood of something or to reject it or to believe that it's incorrect and no good, the fact that the weak from the society, they will follow it. The fact that the weak from the society, they will follow it. And like he's mentioning here in this verse, أَنُؤْمِنُ لَكَ وَاتَّبَعَكَ الْأَرْضَلُونَ. Oh, should we believe in you? Should we believe in you whenever it is only the low life? الْأَرْضَلُونَ, any of those people who are weak, سَفَرَةَ النَّاسِ وَالْفُقَرَى وَضُعَفَى, any of those who are poor and those who are weak and the likes like this. It is only the weak and the poor who are following you. It is only the weak and the poor who are following you. And this is what they said to Nuh alayhi salam, and this is what they said to a number of the messengers in this manner. And this was also from their proof to reject the truth and to reject the message of the prophets and messengers alayhi salatu wassalam. Alayhi salatu wassalam. So from the times of old. And it is in reality from the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jal that generally the first to follow the prophets and messengers are always the weak and the society and the poor. Not in an absolute sense, but the majority. The majority of the followers of the prophets and messengers, especially in the beginning, they are the weak ones from the society. And they are the people who have low rank and status. Although some of the affluent and the wealthy likewise may follow in the beginning. And this is something seen in the sunnah of Allah Azza wa Jalla with regards to all of the prophets and messengers. And this is what they claimed against Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is also what they claimed against Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah, He mentioned in His book, وَكَذَلِكَ فَتَنَّا بَعْضُهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ لِيَقُولُوا. And like this, we have tried some over the other. We have tried one of them with the other, so that they may say, أَهَؤُلَاءِ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ بَيْنِنَا. أَهَؤُلَاءِ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ بَيْنِنَا. Are these people here? Did these people here, Allah bestowed favor and preferred them over us? And meaning Quraysh, in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they say, we're Quraysh. We're the people, we're the Arab, we're al-Hims. We're the people of authority, we're the people of the night, we're the keepers of the house of Allah, we're the descendants of Ibrahim, we're the ones with the lofty lineage, we're the ones with authority, we're the ones with the key to the Kaaba, we're the ones Allah, He honored us. Similar like this, what the Jews, they said, نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَحِبَّاءُ. We're the children of Allah and His beloved ones. So they claimed. So this is a claim that they make. So they make this claim believing these affairs because they had authority, and then they would look down upon the others. How could Allah choose them over us? Choose them over us. It's been mentioned that this verse was revealed because there were a number of the poor who were with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whenever he was trying to call them in Mecca, he was trying to call his tribesmen in Mecca from Quraysh and from the affluent and the luxurious from them, trying to invite them to Islam and clarify the truth for them. They refused to sit with him. They refused to sit with him because he was in the company of Bilal. He was in the company of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, and he was in the company of Suhayb al-Rumi and the likes, like these individuals who were considered lowly in the society. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was trying to call them, and they said, "No, we're not going to sit with them. Get rid of them, and we'll come talk to you. Get rid of them, and we'll come talk to you." But before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam moved on this, Allah, He revealed the likes of these verses in the verse before this and the verse before this. So Quraysh, they used to say the same thing. They used to say the same thing, that because it is the weak in the society and the poor and the likes and the slaves or the freed slaves who were following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they considered him to be upon falsehood. And the fact that they're generally the only ones following him, then this is a proof that we should reject what he's upon, And Allah refuted that with His statement, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِعْلَمَ بِالشَّاكِرِينَ. is not Allah. Does not Allah have more? Is not Allah most knowledgeable? Not most knowledgeable of those who are grateful? And he meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he selects and chooses whom he wills from his slaves, and he purifies them, and he guides them, and makes them from the thankful, and makes them from the thankful. And it's not a sign that Allah has chosen someone that they have authority or they have power or they do not. Or they do not. Rather, Allah, he guides whom he wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, in the hadith of Abi Sufyan, whenever he went to Hiraqal in Rome, whenever he went to Hiraqal and he had a discussion with him, and Hiraqal was asking him questions and asking him about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asking him about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَأَشْرَفُ النَّاسِ يَتَّبِعُونَهُ أَمْ دُعَفَاؤُهُمْ. Is it the noble and the affluent from your people who are following him, or the weak ones? Or the weak ones? So Abu Sufyan at this time qala, bal du'afa'uhum. He said, rather, it is the weak who are following him. And at this time, Hiraqal, who also had knowledge of the book, he was from the Christians, and he had knowledge of the book, he said, wahum atba'u rusul, and they are the followers of the messengers. So the fact that someone is weak in society, or someone is poor, or someone has a lowly lineage, or someone was troubled one time in his life and the like, side, this is not a proof that he's upon falsehood or that what he is upon is not good. Rather, the proof, again, clarifying these affairs and the means of evidence to establish these issues here is in the book and the sunnah. And this is from the issues that we want to learn, that to think like this, and to use these affairs as evidences and proofs, this is from the ways of Jahiliyyah. And we see similar like this today. There are individuals, for example, maybe they were in prison one time in their life. Maybe they were criminals one time in their life. Or maybe they were upon falsehood one time in their life. Or maybe they are not people of high status in the society. Or they're just average people in the society. Or even lower than that in the likes like this. Or maybe they're poor. Or maybe they're weak, or maybe they're handicapped, so on and so forth. Or maybe from the other traits that are considered to be weaknesses and the likes like this. But Allah guides their heart, and He favors them with knowledge, and He favors them with obedience, and they believe with sincere faith, and they face the challenges of life upon iman, and they strive to obey Allah in public and in private. So although they don't have position in the society, they have high status and rank with Allah Azza wa Jal. But maybe someone who is deceived by these affairs, he will come by and look at them like they're nothing, even today from the believers possibly. He cannot be upon that which is good, and because of his status or rank. And many of them, they look at this likewise, the people of the sunnah, and claiming that they cannot be upon khair because it's only the weak from them, or the poor from them, or their masajid, or are small or falling down, or so on and so forth. They're not well educated or high people of position in the society, so therefore they must be upon falsehood. All of this is incorrect. So we find the same idea sometimes in some of the minds of some of the Muslims. They're affected by this affair, especially here in America. We see in some societies where the people of the sunnah, they're few. The people who are striving to hold fast to the sunnah, they're few. Maybe they don't even have a masjid, or maybe they do have a masjid, but it's in a small area, or it's a house that's been renovated, or it's a very small and humble building, and the likes like this compared to the big masajid that are around them. So the people will look at them like they must be losers, or they must be upon falsehood, or their creed must be incorrect because they're weak and because they're not preferred in their eyes with status and rank, or in the society with position and wealth and the likes like this. And this is not an evidence or a proof. Rather, again, the evidence and the proof, it goes back to understanding the Quran and the Sunnah, the proper and correct understanding, and implementing that in one's life. And this is something that is from the ways of Jahiliyyah. What would they say? لو كان خيرون ما سبقونا إليه. لو كان خيرون ما سبقونا إليه. They said This is also what Allah mentioned about them from those previous nations. They would say, if it was upon goodness, they would not have beaten us. They would not have beaten us to it. if it was truly upon goodness, then they wouldn't have preceded us to it. And because we're the ones who have high status, we're the ones who have rank, we're the ones who have position, it's our lineage, we're the ones who have authority, we're the ones who have wealth and affluence. If it had been goodness, then we would have preceded them to that. There's no way they could have preceded us to that if it was good. So this was an evidence that they would use. This is an evidence that they would use. لَوْكَانَ خَيْرًا مَا سَبَقُونَا إِلَيْهِ. If it was goodness, they would not have preceded us to that. They would have preceded us to that. But this is not the evidence, and this is not what is considered. Rather, it has come in the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu and Sahih Muslim, that which is considered. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَى سُوَرِكُمْ وَأَمْوَالِكُمْ. That Allah, He does not look into your shapes and into your wealth. وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. But He looks into your hearts, into your deeds. But He looks into your hearts, into your deeds. So maybe someone, he'll be given a great portion of this worldly life, but it will be a means of his destruction and humiliation. But it will be a means of his destruction and humiliation. And maybe somebody will not be given a great portion of this life, but it will be a means of his honor and dignity and be a great benefit for him. And on the other hand, many are given a great portion of this life along with faith, and that's also honor and dignity and a blessing and favor from Allah Azza wa Jal. And even some, likewise, they're tried with poverty and hardship and difficulty in this life, and likewise, they're disgraced in the hereafter. So the key is faith, al-iman. Al-iman al-sadiq wa al-amal al-salih. This is the key. This is the means to be safe. This is the means to be successful. This is the means to be good. To know Allah Azza wa Jal by His beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection. To know Allah Azza wa Jal that He alone is worthy of worship with no partners. And to know with certainty that everything that's worshipped besides Him is falsehood. This is goodness. And this is the means of success. To know that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He's the messenger of Allah. And that which He came with is good and guidance. And that which He came with is upright and noble. And everything that is in opposition to that is jahiliyyah and evil and foul. And one, he must strive to work and implement these affairs here. Implement this creed and establish this shahad. In this manner, one can be good. In this manner, one can be good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book likewise. And so many verses about this affair specifically. Allah, He says, أَلَمْ يَرَوْ كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنْ قَرْنِ مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَا لَمْ نُمَكِّنْ لَكُمْ وَأَرْسَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِدْرَارًا وَجَعَلْنَا الْأَنْهَارَ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, did they not see how many people we have destroyed from generations before? And we established them in the earth in a manner we did not establish you. And He gave them authority and gave them rank and power, gave them wealth and status, that which you do not have. That which you do not have. And we sent rain to them. We sent rain to them in abundance. And we caused the rivers to flow underneath them, meaning giving them great prosperity. Giving them great prosperity and great authority and power in the land. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified again that this did not benefit them whatsoever. فَأَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ فَأَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ. But we destroyed them because of their sins. But we destroyed them because of their sins. So like those people, they are destroyed because of their sins. Likewise, if we're not careful, then we will be destroyed for our sins. So therefore, a believer, he has to work upon his faith and learn that upon clarity to avoid these ways of al-jahiliyyah. To avoid these ways of al-jahiliyyah. After this, the author, he mentions al-tasi'ah, the ninth issue from the affairs of al-jahiliyyah. He says, al-iqtida'u bi-fasaqati al-ulama wal-ubbad. فَأَتَاهُمْ بِقَوْلِهِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْأَحْبَارِ وَالرُّهْبَانِ لِيَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ النَّاسِ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَيَسُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. To the end of what he mentioned. So he says, number nine, that they would follow the corrupt and wicked from the scholars and from the devout worshippers. And if they would not follow the noble and the pious from the scholars and the devout worshippers, rather they would follow the fasaqah from them. فَسَقَ الْاِقْتِدَاءِ بِفَسَقَةِ الْعُلَمَاء وَالْعُبَادِ. That they would take as role models and they would follow the way of the corrupt and the evil scholars and the foul and lowly from the devout worshippers. And he meaning that there in those days there were people who ascribed to knowledge and they were corrupt and they were wicked and they were evil. And this is in reference to the Jews specifically. And the Ubad, likewise, there are Ubad as well, devout worshippers who were misguided and they were deviant. They're misguided and deviant. This is a reference to the Christians specifically, and likewise those who have their way. So this was from the ways of al-jahiliyyah, from the ways of the Yehudis, that they used to follow the ways of the corrupt and evil scholars, the corrupt and evil scholars in their time, and they used to change the book, and they used to use the knowledge as a means to manipulate the people and to have authority, and they used to abuse the trust in a great manner. Waliyadhu billah, the Jews, they are known for this. The Jews, they are known for this. And likewise, the misguided from the Christians as well, although they may have been devout in worship, it was upon misguidance. And they had corrupted the creed and the faith, and they had raised the righteous to ranks they do not deserve, and the likes like this, and misled much of mankind. So from the most dangerous affairs, is to be misled by the corrupt scholars and people of knowledge, and likewise to be misled from those who display outwardly that they're from the devout and from the righteous, but in reality they are wicked and misguided. Inshallah, this point we discuss in our class tomorrow. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.